1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, no matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you. You say, be thankful for the problem? No. Be thankful for what you have left. And be thankful that God is still with you. And be thankful that God can bring good even out of the bad. That's what you'd be thankful for. You need to choose to focus on God's goodness.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. You know, just like a growing season for plants, you have to go through various seasons in order to mature. In this message series, Pastor Rick shows you how to make the most out of the seasons of life, no matter which one you're in. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about a resource that's perfect for anyone feeling spiritually run down. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word daily to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with the final part of a message called The Season of Loss.
There is absolutely no correlation between your happiness and your circumstances. No correlation between your happiness and your circumstances. I have seen people who were in the most abject, terribly situations of a depression, you know, raised in a ghetto, no mom, no dad, abject poverty, racial prejudice, strikes against them, on and on and on, and yet seen those folks maintain an incredibly positive attitude of, I'm going to do something with my life. I'm going to make my life count. And they go on to succeed and to be fulfilled and find meaning and purpose in life. And yet, on the other hand, I have talked with some people who honestly have had almost nothing major ever go wrong in their life. And yet they constantly whine. Okay? I mean, every morning they rise and whine. You want to say, you want a little cheese with your whine? Now, I've been in ministry 25 years, and if you were a whiner, you really don't want to get close to me. Because I have about that much patience for whiners. Because I've seen, for instance, situations where two people in the exact situation face the exact same crisis and problem, and one comes out going, we can make it with God's help, we'll do it, okay, let's get going. And the other is going, this stinks, it's terrible. Life's over. Let me tell you what. You are as happy as you choose to be. You are as happy as you choose to be. Because happiness is a choice. And you can learn to be happy in basically any situation. But you've got to refuse to be bitter. I remember a while back I was sitting in my big lazy boy comforter chair. Channel surfing. Do you ever do that? You know, cable, Cox Cable, 52 channels, you can surf a wave a long time. And I came up on one channel, and it was a preacher who had cerebral palsy. You could barely understand the guy. His speech was so slurred. And he told about how he had lost his mom and dad at a young age. And because he had cerebral palsy, nobody wanted to adopt him out of the orphanage. And one hurt after another. And yet he was the most positive person I had ever seen in a long time. And I was fascinated by this guy's attitude, his enthusiasm, his joy. It just kind of overflowed. And then I remember him saying, he said, you know, I live by the 11th commandment. Thou shalt not bellyache. I thought, boy, that's a good one. Some of you need to write that one down and put it on your refrigerator door. Thou shalt not bellyache. Listen, most of the world would love to have your problems. Really, seriously, most of the world would love to have your problems. You say, Rick, you don't know my house bill. I know millions of people who'd love to have a house bill. And we're worried about, are my kids going to get C's or B's or A's this year in school, while many people around the world are wondering, Are my children going to last another week because we haven't eaten in 10 days? It's like the old phrase, I complained I had no shoes until I met a man who had no legs. It's all a matter of perspective. And bitterness causes you to get so self-centered, you forget how much good there really is in the world.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. The second half is coming right up, so please stay with us.
It's no secret that here in our nation and all around the world, the spiritual and moral foundation is deteriorating, leaving many people without hope. We need a dramatic awakening to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope to disheartened and hurting people across our country and around the globe. How can you help? By becoming a partner in hope. Your regular monthly support will help us continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel across our nation and all around the world, on air and online. And to say thanks, when you give to this broadcast ministry, Rick wants to send you a signed copy of Re-Energize Your Life, a first-of-its-kind guide created from Pastor Rick's most practical teaching. This high-quality, vegan leather-bound, four-color journal experience book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, verses, and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. If you feel led to become a partner in hope, or you'd like to send a one-time gift, please let us know by calling 800-600-5004 or by visiting PastorRick.com. When you give a gift, Rick has asked us to send you this amazing resource. So contact us right now to get yours at 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Again, that's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Most of the world would love to have your problems. Really, seriously, most of the world would love to have your problems. You say, Rick, you don't know my house bill. I know millions of people who'd love to have a house bill. And we're worried about, are my kids going to get C's or B's or A's this year in school? While many people around the world are wondering, are my children going to last another week because we haven't eaten in 10 days? It's like the old phrase, I complained I had no shoes until I met a man who had no legs. It's all a matter of perspective. And bitterness causes you to get so self-centered, you forget how much good there really is in the world. Bitterness never changes anything. It only makes you more miserable. Notice this next verse, Hebrews 12, 15. Watch out that no bitterness takes root among you. It causes deep trouble, hurting many in their spiritual lives. That's the second part of that verse. He says, when you allow bitterness to build up in your life because of the season of loss, you're only hurting yourself. You're going to be hurt by other people, intentionally, unintentionally in life. You have been hurt, and you know what? You will be hurt some more in the rest of your life. But the bitterness that you allowed to build up will never hurt anybody else. It just hurts you. And it makes you miserable. We love to blame other people for our unhappiness. We love to blame other people for our problems. I remember a few years ago, Tom and Shondell's little boy, Luke, the youngest, Tom was playing a game with him, and he said, Luke, who made the stars? And Luke, of course, knew, but he said, Luke did. He said, no, God made the stars. He said, Luke, who made the trees? And Luke said, Luke did. He said, Luke, who made the moon? And he said, well, you know, Luke did. He went on and on like this. The next morning, Tom got up and walked in. Luke was eating breakfast, and he had spilled his milk all over the table. And Tom goes, Luke, who spilled the milk? He said, God did. Isn't that typical? I mean, that is human nature in its most blatant form. If anything good happens in my life, thank you, thank you, thank you. I did it all myself. Thank you very much. You know, I am to be responsible for all these great things in my life. And if anything bad happens to me, oh, it's all God's fault. You know, we blame it on God. Have you ever noticed in a insurance policy what are considered to be acts of God? The list: hurricanes, floods, earthquakes, disasters. That's what the world thinks are acts of God. Let me tell you what an act of God is. When a baby's been born. You ever held a brand new baby right after it's been born? That's a miracle. When a marriage has been put back together where you thought there's no way this can ever come back together. We're at opposite ends of the poles. When a hurt has been healed, when a body's been restored, when somebody who's been addicted to some substance has been set free, that's an act of God. Refuse to be bitter in the losses of life. How do you do that? How do you keep from becoming bitter? Two things. Did you write this down? Number one, accept what cannot be changed. Accept what cannot be changed. As Job says in Job 11, reach out to God, then face the world again, firm and courageous. Reach out to God, face the world again, firm and courageous. Now, many of you do not really understand what faith is. A lot of people think faith means ignoring reality and pretending like something really isn't that bad. For instance, if somebody in your family gets cancer, you say, oh, no, he doesn't have cancer. That's not faith. That's just pretending. If you get laid off and your income is no more and you have no hope or no promise of where you're going to get your money next week, and you go, well, I know that everything's okay. No, that's not faith. If you say, you know, you come down with some sickness and you say, well, I'm not sick. That's not faith. That's just stupidity. Faith is not denying reality. I want you to write this down. Faith is refusing to be discouraged in the face of reality. It's not pretending you don't have a problem. It's refusing to be discouraged in spite of the problem. That's what real faith is. For years, we faced one problem after another as a church, trying to buy at least 50 acres of land in Orange County, which obviously seemed impossible to everybody. We didn't deny the problem, we just refused to be discouraged by it. That's faith. Now, as you grow in your Christian life, and as you grow in emotional maturity, one of the marks of emotional maturity is you begin to realize that most of life is beyond your control. Have you figured this out yet? Huh? Yeah. In fact, let me say it this way. The most important things in your life are beyond your control. Every Christian parent wants their kids to come to know Jesus Christ, grow up and live a godly life. And you can do all you want to, but you can't control that. Because they have a free will just like you do. The most important things in life are beyond your control. And sometimes the only way you can manage an unmanageable situation is through acceptance of it. Acceptance is the first step to peace. And when you've lost a loved one and you've walked away from a fresh grave, all the wishing and hoping and praying isn't going to bring that person back. The only way to peace is acceptance. Like the old prayer, Lord, help me to accept the things that can't be changed, to change the things that can be changed, and the wisdom to know the difference. The serenity prayer. So accept what can't be changed. Number two, instead of being bitter, look at what's left rather than what's lost. Look at what you have left rather than what you've lost. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, no matter what happens, Always be thankful, for this is God's will for you. You say, be thankful for the problem? No. Be thankful for what you have left. And be thankful that God is still with you. And be thankful that God can bring good even out of the bad. That's what you'd be thankful for. You see, your past is past and nothing is going to change it. Not worrying about it, not resenting it, not being bitter about it, rehearsing it over and over. You need to choose to focus on God's goodness. Now, if the truth were known, a lot of you walked in here today depressed. Why? Well, with this many people, just the law of averages. Many of you came in depressed. And you're discouraged about a problem and a situation in your life. And I want to tell you that the antidote to depression, are you listening? Is gratitude. It's gratitude. Go home and make a list of 100 things you can be thankful for. Look at what's left, not what's lost. Are you still alive? Put that one at number one. Are you a Christian? You have Jesus in your heart? Put that at number two. Do you live in America and have freedom and opportunity? Put that at number three. Is there a place you can get some counsel and wisdom like Saddleback Church? Put that at number four and start making a list and come up with 100 things you can still be grateful for. We said before, you can't be grateful and depressed at the same time. It's what you focus on. Number four. In the season of life where I have the losses, I release my grief, I receive from others, I refuse to be bitter. Number four, I need to remember what's important in the season of loss. You see, losses and tragedies have a way of putting everything into perspective. They clarify your values. They help you figure out some priorities and put everything in perspective. You realize what matters most. Luke 12:15, Jesus said, life is not measured by how much one owns. Do you know anybody in Orange County who needs that verse? I mean, that's another refrigerator verse that ought to be put on the, maybe we could get it on the Irvine Auto Center sign. And leave it up there about 2 years, okay? Life is not measured by how much one owns. What is he saying here? Don't confuse your net worth with your self-worth. They're totally unrelated. Don't confuse your possessions with your position in Christ and your purpose. Don't confuse what you're living on with what you're living for. There's a big difference. And in the season of loss, you need to clarify your values. You need to really remember what's important, what's going to last. Again, about 3 years ago, when we had that big, huge Laguna Beach fires and the fires back in Ortega, many of you know that Kay and I live out in the canyon. And our home actually backs up. There are no homes behind us, that we actually back up onto an empty canyon. And behind that ridge is another ridge, and behind that ridge is another ridge, and then there's another ridge, and that tallest one was on fire. And we could see the flames, and the smoke was drifting our way. And I remember staying up that first night wondering that if the winds would change, if it would change from heading south to heading east, and we were the next home in line coming if it came that direction. And there were many people in our area that were, you know, packing up and maybe, you know, pulling out just for safety's reasons, evacuating. And so we thought, well, maybe we ought to pack up a few things. So we just kind of casually walked through the house for a couple hours and looked at what would we take if this place burned down. And we had a van, and we got the van about half full. And then we looked at each other and said, that's it. That's all we'd take. You know, the stuff we wanted to take were things like, you know, videotapes of the kids when they were little, and, you know, family pictures and all my precious sermon outlines. You know? But outside of that, it's just stuff. And if it all burned down, okay, well, it burns down. It's just stuff. My life isn't made or broken on the abundance of things I possess. We could only fill up half a van, and we said, that's really what we care most about. And the rest of it was just stuff. You need to remember what's important in the losses of life. And when you go through the season, you begin to realize that the greatest things in life aren't things. They aren't things. That what really matters is relationships. People. People matter, not things. So don't lose your joy over things that aren't unimportant. Look at 1 Timothy 6:7. He says that we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. Now, I know that's true. I mean, as I've said many times, you know, you've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. You're not going to take it with you. I do remember one time that there was a rich Texas oilman who was buried in his Cadillac. And as they were putting him under, I remember the guy who was burying him goes, man, that's living. I thought, no, that's not living. The guy's dead. For real security, what I'm saying here is you have to build your life on something that can't be taken from you. That means I put my trust in Jesus Christ, say, Jesus, guide me the rest of my life. And I put myself in his hands, and you're in good hands with Jesus.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. Now, if you'd like a copy of today's message, including portions we didn't have time for, or if you'd like to sign up for Rick's free Daily Hope email devotional, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. You'll find this message and others along with more helpful resources. It's no secret that in our nation and around the world, the spiritual and moral foundation is deteriorating, leaving many people without hope. We need a dramatic awakening to save our people and restore them to spiritual health. If you share this burden, we would deeply appreciate your support in taking Pastor Rick's Daily Hope to disheartened and hurting people across the country and around the globe. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
One of the reasons that I started Daily Hope is to take the message of hope, not just across our country, but all around the world, to people who need a shot of encouragement, who need the message and word of hope in a discouraging day. And that message can only be found in Jesus. Would you help me with this? I really need your help. I can't do it by myself. And I'd like to ask you to become my partner in the Daily Hope ministry. If you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in hope, you can help me broadcast these life-transforming messages from God's Word, not just here in America, but in podcasts and online and literally all around the world. And I want to say thanks for your support. And as your first gift of being a partner in hope, I want to send you a signed copy. I'll sign this copy of my new Bible study tool called Re-Energize Your Life. I know it'll help you grow. It's an important resource. I'm very proud of it. I'm excited to offer it to you. And we want to offer it to you as you become a partner in hope together with us. God bless you. Let me hear from you.
If you feel led to become a partner in hope, or you'd simply like to make a one-time gift, please call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. Either way, Rick has asked us to send you this high-quality vegan leather-bound four-color journal experience book. Its eye-pleasing pages are packed with full-color devotionals, as well as verses and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. So contact us right now to get yours at 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.